Welcome to Ragnar 365 Nuggets. Thank you for joining here today.
Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Ragnar 365 Nuggets. And today I'm here in Dallas, Texas, together with Tony Redmond. Hey Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ragnar. It's good to be here. Even though, why do we have to meet in Dallas?
Exactly, because we're going to see each other in, I think, 4 weeks, Microsoft MVP Summit, Redmond again.
Yeah, sunny Bellevue.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully, sunny Bellevue. Anyway, what can I do for you today?
Yes, Tony, I know you since many years, and I think the first contact which I had with you was when I was reading your print book around Office 65. And then I've seen that your book is not only available for print, but it's also published on a very regular basis. I think you're updating it every month, and now it's available as a PDF and ebook. And this is one of the things which is exciting, that it's on a constantly level changing, because, you know, Office 65 is also changing like every week many times. And the thing which I'm curious about is you are writing a book with a few co-authors around Office 65. You're also using Office 65 to write this book.
Yep.
So please share a little bit more which tools are you using to write this book and to achieve your goals while editing.
Cool. Well, okay. So going back to 2015, which I think was the first book you saw, that was the only edition we ever printed copies. And in fact, the only reason we printed copy was Microsoft wanted to have some copies printed for Ignite, which was in Chicago that year. So why do we do it electronically? Well, and why do we update it every month? As you said, it's the only way to keep up to date with Office 365. So the Office 365 for IT Pros team, we use a range of Office 365 technologies to help us. Clearly, we write everything in Word. We use all the Word features that seem useful. It's impossible because Word is full of features, impossible to use all features. But, you know, we take advantage of things like the spelling, the proof checker, all the rest to make sure the text looks good. We use some co-authoring capabilities from time to time when authors need to collaborate on text. We store everything in SharePoint. The SharePoint document library that we use is reasonably straightforward, but, you know, we keep all our versions and stuff like that. We got tons and tons and tons of information. We attach the SharePoint document library is attached to Office 365 group, and we use that as a distribution list. But we also use it with teams because we have moved from email communication within the team to using Teams. And that works really well. Inside our team, we have different channels set up for the different books we're working on. You know, we have a new version every year. Within a channel, we have topics which guide us for every one of our monthly releases. It's very easy to discuss what we need to do, and if we need to go outside of that, we have Planner as well that we use to track all the action items. Because, by gosh, every day Microsoft announces something different, something new, something's changed, so we track out in Planner and make sure those tasks are allocated to people. We just use Office 365 as a working platform, and it works really well for us.
Do you have any kind of, you know, of favorite tools which you would like to emphasize here to write a book and to keep it updated? Is it really like Teams and SharePoint and Planner?
I think there's so much functionality inside Office 365 that it's impossible nearly just to focus in any one area. I think the value of Office 365, what we have found, is the level of integration. You know, we don't have to worry about where files are. They're in SharePoint. All of our updates are performed locally on workstations, and the OneDrive sync client takes care of getting it all up to SharePoint. That's fantastic. If we need to go back to a version, we can go to SharePoint.
And from the SharePoint experience, do you still need the full SharePoint, or are you consuming the SharePoint experience instead of Teams?
Well, ever since Microsoft has updated the files channel view, files channel tab for Teams to include features like check-in and check-out, we use the SharePoint browser interface less and less. I use the SharePoint browser interface myself because as the editor of the book, I do things like apply different retention labels to a book. You can't do that with the Teams.
Ah, that's nice.
So combined
features.
Kind of we update metadata and stuff like that to keep track of stuff. But I got to say, the Teams interface is a much more user-friendly interface than the browser interface that SharePoint has. So we use that mostly.
You have a very long history in Exchange. And do you still need emails, or do you most of the things in chats in Teams?
I still need email because the thing about Teams is that it's great for internal communications. And it's great when you know the people externally that you want to communicate with so you can make them guest users. and add them to teams. However, you know, let's take the Quest sponsorship of the book.
Yeah.
To talk to the Quest guys who are driving that sponsorship.
Thank you, by the way. That's a first announcement what we're doing here, that now Quest is sponsoring this book.
Yes, Quest is the new sponsor for Office 365 for IT pros, and I'd like to thank them very much. But to go back to the email question, to do all that negotiation, it had to be done by email. I didn't know who I was going to be talking to. And the great thing about email is that you can always reach out and talk to somebody and have that mail forwarded on to the right person, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go to many conferences and I talk about this topic of will Teams take over from email. It won't, because, as I say, Teams is so inward focused at the moment. And even though Microsoft is bringing out tools like Share to Outlook, which is actually Share to Email for Teams, and Share to Teams from Outlook, these tools are just for people who want to bridge the gap between the deployment of Teams and the deployment of email within Office 365 tenant. They don't do anything about the ability to actually reach out past the boundaries of the tenant. And that's where email really works.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, by the way, for acknowledging that I've worked in email for a long time, about since 1982, I think. So I know, but I think I also understand its strengths and weaknesses. So I've never seen you say that email does everything in the same way I wouldn't ever say that Teams does everything, or SharePoint does everything, or OneDrive does everything. And I'm going back to the original question about using Office 365. I think the advantage we've got in terms of the book production is that Office 365 gives us a pile of tools that can be integrated together to actually make production of the book easier than it would be otherwise.
And we've both done a few experiences in the last days and weeks around the Fluid framework.
Yep.
And now we're going to see, hopefully very soon in the future, some new experiences around email integration with Fluid and so on, and also on the website or on the web part. What is your opinion, your first impressions around Fluid framework? Would you find value here in editing a book and communicating with the authors, administering them, sharing tasks, to-dos, deadlines, bullet points, notes, sharing files, generating new documents? Do you see value here for your role as an author?
No. No, and I think it's probably an unfair question, because what we're looking at right now, the code that we have in our hands, is the Fluid preview. And the Fluid preview is really, I think, a very limited subset of what Microsoft wants to deliver, so we'll have to wait and see. What we can say for now is that Fluid is based around, it's heavily associated with SharePoint and OneDrive. The files are stored in SharePoint or OneDrive. SharePoint versioning is used behind the scenes to get the updates. Some of the features of Fluid are quite attractive, but you know, some of them also exist elsewhere. For example, app mentions are everywhere. They're in email, they're in SharePoint, they're in
And it's very
Teams.
Difficult to catch up with them, because there is no central point where you can see all your notifications. That's Windows 10 notification is not really the right place yet. It's also a little bit disappointing, because it could be the place. Because nowadays, actually, we always use our mobile phones to get all the notifications, but it could be also Windows 10. Yeah,
and I think what people really don't need is a whole pile of notifications buzzing on their phone from bzz, 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 all the time.
Exactly, yeah.
It would be much better if there was some way of controlling these notifications, maybe even getting a digest of notifications. But, you know, I mean, the question is, where is this thing likely to be? I think it's likely that we will see Fluid turn up first in the online apps. I don't think we're going to see it in the desktop apps anytime soon.
Yeah,
I think that it will be useful for some people, but we have to see the action items. I have a problem with that, because, you know, it's yet another task type
of
thing.
Yeah.
And Microsoft has just gone through the whole exercise, Office 365, of getting a common tasks framework. It's now been managed by To-Do.
Exactly. And actually, there is no need to have another tool, because we were just happy that we just got rid of Wunderlist and we got rid of Outlook tasks and got rid of SharePoint tasks. And there is no need to have another task tool.
Right. So that's one of the issues that I have with the way the Fluid guys are going at the moment. They don't seem to want to integrate with what's already there. But I know I might be terribly, terribly pessimistic about, and behind the scenes there at Microsoft may have plans to do this. So one of the other things that strikes me when looking at the Fluid preview at the moment, I'm thinking about how, let's say they go in and they integrate into something like OWA, okay? And I put a Fluid to-do list in there, or I put in something else. And then that message gets sent outside of the organization. What happens? Is it just going to become dead? I imagine that's what it's going to have to be. It will become, instead of having this dynamic representation that Microsoft wants to deliver inside an Office 365 tenant, it will just become a flat, static piece of data that people can, and that would be okay. So there's all of these type of little points that have to be figured out before we really know what Fluid will do inside an Office 365 tenant.
I fully agree. So it looks very, very simple. It looks like a lightweight experience on the user interface side, but we are also concerned that it could not be the full standard of compliance and security like we know from the other major main workloads. And myself working for an ISV tool vendor, it's always critical also to have APIs, and currently I also don't see a lot of APIs for Fluid because sometimes it could be that customers want to migrate from one tenant to the other tenant and then there is no API.
And you have to move that stuff,
and we want to move it from one Fluid experience to the other tenant. So there are a few question marks which are appearing, and so that is going to decrease my enthusiasm, even if I like it.
Well, let's be fair. We're only at the start.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, Microsoft started to talk about this as Ignite 2019. That was November. We're now in February, so we're 4 months on. We have a preview, so that's progress.
Yeah.
Now the next thing is to see an implementation and actually real live working products. And then you'll be able to see some of the answers come through, I think. So, you know, to roll back to where you started off, could I see this working to help us with the Office 365 for IT Pros book? I don't know at the moment, but I remain positively able to be convinced.
Wonderful. No, that's great. Tony, there's nothing more to add from my side. Thanks so much for being here, guest of my show, and see you here in Dallas.
Yep.
Thanks for being here.
Sunny Dallas.
Sunny Dallas, exactly. Thanks, Tony.
Cheers.